This is Maryland's News Now, and it's time to think summer in Baltimore. I know it seems like we just finished with winter a few weeks ago, but we're thinking summer, and we're thinking super summer initiatives. Joining us to explain what we're talking about is Jonathan Rondell, president and CEO of Family League of Baltimore. Jonathan, this program is a summer initiative to prevent summer learning loss and to connect families. Tell us what this is all about.
So the Super Summer campaign started about 3 years ago as a project of Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake and is led in part by the Family League and aims to give families options for summer learning, activities, and meals throughout the summer. So we connect families with public agencies like city schools, recreation and parks, and other private organizations, and really the idea is to make it easy, a one-stop location for families to get information via BeMoreSuperSummer.org, our website.
Why is this something that families can't do on their own in Baltimore?
It's been an incredibly challenge for the Family League over the last sort of 6 to 9 months to really identify the 20,000 summer opportunities that there are in the city. And so this is a one repository where families can sort of go and find out by neighborhood, by their street address, what activities are happening in those locations. Also, the families don't often have access to technology readily available to them or information. And so this is a way to do all that.
Jonathan, I'm thinking that while summer vacation is good for the student, you kind of want to give the underlying message that it's really all about continuing the learning process while having fun. Is that the message here?
Yeah, we really want, the ultimate goal is to curtail summer learning loss, and also having opportunities for families to feel like their children are connected to resources beyond academics, but also enrichment activities that help them evolve as young people, as well as have access to meals. Nearly 55,000 kids get free or reduced lunch during the school year here in Baltimore City, and so wanting to make sure that they have access to breakfast, lunch, and dinner during the summertime, either through meals provided through the Family League, Baltimore Housing, or other partners throughout the city.
As we stand here in mid-April, we are reporting here on WBIL Radio, there has been violence associated and death associated with at least three teenagers in the past week or so. How will this problem help curtail crime with respect to teens?
I think it's a step. Any way that we can engage young people in quality, meaningful activities helps reduce violence. Also, it allows young people to have something that they're excited to do, whether it's through increased activities that recreation and parks are going to be doing this summer, whether it's other reading programs that the libraries are doing or other organizations. Those quality activities are really something that kids can get excited about.
What are you expecting to hear from the mayor this afternoon?
So we're expecting her to be excited about launching this event and really helping getting the word out and really helping families sort of navigate that. Today's our first of four fairs that will be throughout the city, so in the four sort of major quadrants to help connect families with the resources that are there in their community.
And how can those who are listening to us now get more information?
They can go to BeMoreSuperSummer.org for more information, or they can call 211. And they have the same access to information as on that website.
All right, Jonathan Rondell, President and CEO of Family League of Baltimore. Thanks for the information, and here comes summer.
Thank you.